You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi and hello, football fans. Your old pal Dave Damashek here. Make sure you check out the Dave Damashek football program. You can watch it on YouTube, NFL.com. You can listen to it on iTunes or Stitcher or NFL.com/podcasts. We look at the world of pro football and the game called life.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's going on, everybody? DJ Bucky here, Move the Sticks. And Bucky, the Move the Sticks scouting competition, we have five finalists.
Down to the final five, the Fab Five, as I would call it, because these guys did a great job of taking the time to write detailed reports. They really painted a picture, and I'm excited to talk to them, kind of get their thoughts on why they want to be in the scouting biz.
Yeah, so what we're doing on this episode here, it's going to be all about this scouting competition, but you guys stick around. Trust me, you're going to enjoy this. We've got five interviews with the five finalists. They're going to Skype in, get a chance to visit with them, find out their background, their story, get into a little bit of the reports that they wrote and why they want to be scouts. So this is our final five. We're going to take from this final five, we're going to give them a player to watch, each of them the same player, and then we will end up, I believe, what is it, a week or two, Arjuna? How long before we nail down our final two winners here?
So they have until March 2nd to send it in, and then we will have a show on March 9th announcing our two winners. So
there
2 weeks from today.
Yeah, there we go. So it's been a fun competition, Buck. I mean, we got some great reports. If you wrote a report and didn't make it into the final five, it doesn't mean we didn't enjoy your report. There were some really good ones. It was a tough decision.
Man, it's tough. It's tough bringing it from 300 down to five. I would encourage everybody who submitted a report, keep writing. I'm sure we will have more contests. We love seeing what you guys were able to put out.
Yeah, you did a great job. But let's not mess around anymore at the top here, Bucky. Let's get right to these Skype interviews with our five finalists. All right, Bucky, well, we've got it here. We've got our list of our five finalists, close to 300 submissions in the scouting competition here.
A lot of enthusiasm about being in the team.
We've got it narrowed down to five, and we got to go through these interviews now. We've got one of them here with us right now, and that's Joseph Velardo from Toms River, New Jersey. And, Joseph, this is Snooki territory, right?
Yes, very much so, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your background, how old you are and what you're up to.
So I'm 24 years old. I'm a University of Miami alum. I graduated about a year ago with a BS in computer science. And I work at a data center now for a financial company. I help manage their servers and stuff like that. So
that's cool. So football is a big hobby. So how have you kind of been involved in football from your time either in high school to college? What things have you done inside the football world?
So in terms of playing organized football, I really only ever played some intramurals at school. I've never played organized in high school or lower or anything like that. Just a huge hobby, playing outside with my friends. I'm a diehard Eagles fan, so I just love watching the sport, knowing everything, trying to figure out everything about it, things like that.
Who's the greatest scout in Philadelphia Eagles history? Don't answer that. I have feelings, Joseph. You're not answering that question. All right, you did your report on David Johnson, running back for the Arizona Cardinals. Why did you pick him?
So I felt it might be a little tough being concise if I were to pick someone on the Eagles. So just, you know, I watch all their games, and it'd be a little tough. And David Johnson, in this one fantasy league I have, actually, I took him. It's a keeper league, and I took him in, like, the 10th round. So he is my keeper stud, and he's probably the most non-Eagles player I've watched this year. So he's just really fun to watch and just really enjoyable.
So when you were watching him, what were some of the things that you were looking for when you were scouting him for this contest?
Again, just I follow a bunch of you guys on Twitter, whether it's for NFL Network or guys like Dane Brugler, Fran Duffy, and things like that. Just reading their reports and what they talk about. It's always about skill set, trying to isolate skills and just how they work out on the field. So, again, how he moves. Again, you guys had the appearance thing in there, so I didn't try to go too in-depth with that, but again, just how he moves, how he affects other players, missed tackles, just things like that. It definitely proved tough, being that I don't currently have Game Pass, so I was just watching highlights. So when it came to the weaknesses category, I was struggling a bit. Not that DJ has too many weaknesses, but
he's pretty good. I'll tell you what, one of the areas of your report we highlighted here that I liked. Did a nice job with the way you kind of described this one here. You said he does not shy away from contact. He runs through arm tackles while maintaining balance. Rarely gets tackled behind a line of scrimmage, always falls forward. So when you're writing reports, you always want to give a visual. Bucky always references the fact you want to be able to close your eyes and be able to see the player with the way you wrote it. I thought you did a nice job there of kind of describing what he's like when he hits contact. We use the scouting phrase, you can have this one for future, it's just contact balance.
Okay.
So you kind of described his contact balance there with the way you discuss the strengths.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll definitely keep that term in mind going forward.
Yeah, I think what DJ is talking about, your ability to paint a picture, because when I'm reading through the report, I definitely can take what you're saying and visualize how David Johnson plays. And I think the big thing about being a scout, particularly when you're having these presentations and these meetings when you're with the general manager and coaches, is being able to give them kind of that visual aid, so they're like, okay, if he comes in here, this is what he would do for our team. So that's very, very important in terms of being very descriptive and using solid adjectives to describe the player that you're scouting.
All right, let me get to you on one thing here, Joseph, before we roll out of here.
Sure.
Bucky and I, you know, we had an interest in scouting. Bucky was playing and was still kind of even looking to the future. So tell me why you would want to be a scout and abandon the successful career you've already launched for yourself.
Well, it probably goes back to I'm not as big of a gamer anymore, but I still, when I can, love playing NBA 2K, love playing Madden, more so with the trades in 2K, just because the nature of the NBA and stuff. But just being a general manager is, again, it would be like a dream scenario, or just being a help contribute to a team like that. I'm always intrigued by how teams are built, like what getting certain players can do for your teams, what positions are more important. And part of that works into, I actually worked for Pro Football Focus a few years ago, and I got some experience just watching a lot of film with that. And I don't know, it sounds a little crazy, but if I were to somehow be able to become a scout for the Eagles and help contribute to their first Super Bowl win ever, that would just be like, you could have me do that for free. Like,
you'll take it. Tell them that.
No, don't tell them that. Yeah. They will use that against you. Yeah. I love your enthusiasm. What is the one thing that separates you from the other guys or wannabe scouts in this contest? Why should we say that you're the guy that is going to join our team as opposed to some of the others in this competition?
I would go on the fact that, again, maybe going on a Chip Kelly term here, maybe I'm not a football guy in the normal sense of it, but I think that can just bring a lot of different insight, a lot of different viewpoints into this field. The NFL is a little archaic in some of the ways it thinks still, whether it's analytics or just using numbers in general. And I feel with my background in technology and programming that I could add something, whether it's a tool to help or just a different inference on numbers to bring to the table. Again, not that it's the end all be all, just those numbers, but definitely contributing them in the whole picture and just taking a sort of different approach to a new approach.
All right, Joseph. Hey, look, good answer. It's great to talk to you. I've got some good news for you right off the top here. As a member of the final five here, you're going to get a Game Pass subscription. When does this go, Arjuna? When does this thing expire? You have a subscription until July 31st. You mentioned not having Game Pass. Now you can get on Game Pass, and you're going to need to get on Game Pass in the short term here because you're in the top five. We got to get to the final two. So the way we're doing this now, you got to choose your player the last round. This time we're assigning you the player. We're going to give all five of you guys the same one. So it's going to be based off this year's tape. So you need to get on Game Pass. We'll get you set up with that offline. March 2nd is the deadline, Bucky. And the player that all these guys are going to do is a guy that you've talked about a bunch throughout the scouting process, a guy that we both scouted coming out of college. But you're going to base your report off what you saw last year with the Baltimore Ravens and that safety, Eric Weddle.
That is your
assignment, okay? So we're going to go to the safety position. Let's get three games in on the Game Pass and get your report sent in to us here by March 2nd.
All right. Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it. So.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations, Joseph. You're in the final five, and good luck to you as you try and get in that top two, my man. Take care.
Thanks again, guys. It's great speaking to you. Honored to be here.
All right, Bucky, well, let's continue on here. We've got our scouting competition. We're down to our final five, and we're going to get a chance to visit now with Jalen Morris, who did a bang-up job on Jason Verrett on his report there. Hey, Jalen, what's going on, man? DJ and Bucky, tell us a little bit about yourself and give us a little bit about your backstory here.
Well, my name is Jalen Morris. My background, I'm originally from Birmingham, Alabama. Did my undergrad here at the university in marketing. During that time, I was coaching also at a local high school called Central Tuscaloosa High School. I was coaching wide receivers and defensive backs. After that, I decided to get my master's in sports management, which I'm currently doing now. Got some relationships and formed some relationships as far as being connected with some of the personnel guys that work in our staff up here. Started working up here, now recruiting the personnel staff and still currently just enjoying it. And trying to build my foundation in evaluation.
You know, I mean, you're there obviously at a chance to learn at the knee of one of the great coaches in college football, a guy who also has some NFL experience. What have you learned just during your brief time in Alabama working in the office that you think will help you when it comes to being a personnel evaluator?
Well, first and foremost, the preparation, the attention to detail, just the grind, man, the grind, the attention to detail, the intensity, the consistency. Coach Saban does a phenomenal job as far as being time-oriented, very detailed, very consistent as far as what he wants and as far as the demands, you know, of what they ask us to do. So just, I would just say preparation, man. Sometimes, you know, I think we get caught up into the what too much instead of the how. And I think Coach Saban does a good job at embracing that process and embracing the how.
That's a great answer. I'll tell you what, when we were working with teams, when Bucky, especially when I think about you in Carolina, Bucky, and when I was in Baltimore, we watched players in college and we talked about, okay, this guy looks like a Raven or this guy looks like a Panther. There's a certain way that they played, a certain style that they have. You're the general – I'm promoting you now. You're the general manager of a team. You're starting a football team. Mm-hmm. What do you want in a player?
First, I would want – competitive toughness. I want a guy to compete because, as you all know, as you know, former players, you know, it's all about competition. It's all about, you know, wanting guys to compete. Do they love football? And then after that, obviously, you know, can they play? Can they play the game? Do they understand the game? A lot of people get caught into athleticism and, you know, combine numbers, but I'm all about, can the guy play the game? You know, and at the end of the day, does he make plays and can he play the game?
Well, you did a great job on your report on Jason Verrett. Bucky, when you looked at the report here, what jumped out at you?
The thing that stood out to me is your description and how descriptive you were, particularly when it came to talking about him in man coverage and off man coverage. You said in off man shows a smooth back pedal, good hip flexibility to open up at the top of routes, shows an elite burst out of his breaks, and elite speed to turn and run with receivers with good or better speed downfield. When we're sitting in meetings, it's very important that you can paint a picture for the general manager, the head coach, and I thought you did a great job of that in that little segment.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that from you guys, man.
Why did you pick Verrett to evaluate here?
I picked Verrett because, well, first of all, I'm a big DB guy. That would be my specialty. And another reason I picked Verrett, I thought Verrett kind of went under the radar a little bit. I think a lot of people don't really know how good he really is. You know, when I was watching this guy, to me, man, when he's healthy, he's a top five corner, you know, second to none. You know, I would argue with him as far as with the Talibs, with the Chris Harris's. I believe he's right in there in that bunch of corners when you're talking about the top five in NFL.
No, he's a big-time player. You did a great job on the report. Now, as we transition a little bit here looking into the future, I know you've been around the football game here for a little while now. Why would you want to get into scouting?
Well, first of all, I'm competitive, first of all. Second of all, I enjoy, you know, evaluating players and seeing where guys fit, seeing where you can get the best out of these guys, you know. And, you know, just learning and, you know, learning about these players, man. And, you know, I think the best part about it for me is just, you know, just seeing what a guy can and can't do, you know, seeing where he fits, where can we best utilize this guy to, you know, for him to be more successful as far as using his traits and using his athletic ability.
You know, I mean, I think that's a terrific answer. It's very similar to how I kind of thought about the process. I was always fascinated by putting the pieces of the puzzle together. In a very competitive industry, a lot of aspiring scouts out there in the world, what separates you from others that want to be scouts?
I would say, first of all, my ability to communicate a player to the reader. I believe I have a good grasp, and I'm very confident as far as my writing skills. I think that's a very underrated aspect when you're talking about getting to those entry-level positions. I want to give a big shout-out to the Scouting Academy, which I was a part of, which helped me build that foundation that's ran by Dan Hatman.
I work with Dan in Philly.
Yeah, Dan is a good friend of mine. Dan really helped me hone my skills as far as my writing skills and being able to communicate, you know, when you're writing as far as the format of the report and just, you know, the layout and, you know, putting the right words together to make it, you know, paint that picture that you want, as Bucky talked about earlier.
Well, you did a great job, and now you've made it into the final five here. So we got to get from five to two. So I don't know if you have NFL Game Pass yet, but you do now. Until July 31st, off the line here, we'll get you the code there so you can get on NFL Game Pass
and
get the All 22 here till July 31st. And you need to get on there because the deadline now, you got to pick Verrett. Now we're going to assign you a player, assign the same guy to the final five, okay?
Okay.
Now, it's your lucky day because you mentioned that the DBs is your area that you enjoy. Because we're going to go to a guy that me and Bucky both scouted coming out of college. And we're going to go with an old veteran, a man with a glorious beard, Eric Weddle from the Baltimore Ravens. We need you to get three games in on Game Pass, okay? Get three game tapes in, and then get your report in on Eric Weddle by March 2nd, and let's see if you can't get in the final two and win the big prize and get you a whole year of this Game Pass. Does that work?
Yeah. Does it work?
Hey, Jalen, congratulations on making it on this far. It looks like you put a lot of time into this.
Yep.
We enjoy getting a chance to visit with you, and we wish you the best of luck, man.
Oh, most definitely. Do you guys mind if I ask you guys one or two questions before we get off the cast?
Yeah, you've got 2 minutes. Go.
What would the best advice be from you guys to a guy who, once he gets into that entry-level spot and building that foundation?
I always look, one of the best pieces of advice I got, Bucky, when I got in is you're always building your bank of players, and that's going to make it easier to evaluate. The more players you have evaluated over time, you're going to be able to see who hit, who missed, and you're going to know what you're looking for. The best advice I got in when I first got in there, every free moment I had when I wasn't doing assigned duties, I would go try and watch, okay, who are the best 10 linebackers in the league, and I'd go study them. Okay, what makes them so good? And if I had another free time, I'd go watch the best 10 quarterbacks, and what are they doing that makes them good? That was right. The best advice I got.
Yes, what DJ is pointing to is you want to try and understand what the prototypes at the position are, because if you understand the guys that are playing well, you now know what it takes to play in the league. I would always study the guys that were the Pro Bowl players or the All-Pros, because those are the marquee players, the blue chippers. I wanted to see what traits they had. And so when I'm looking at college guys, if I see guys with similar traits, I now have an understanding of how they may have to play the game to be successful in the league.
All right, we got another interview coming up. So we get a quick one. Give me one more quick question here. What do you got?
Could you give me just another pointer on as far as reports and as far as when you're communicating those reports to a GM or to an assistant GM or director of personnel?
Hit them with what you think about them right away. So if you can think about it and doing it in a one-line fashion, you talked about Jason Verrett. Jason Verrett is an elite cornerback who excels at playing in off coverage, has a versatile skill set. Something that in that 15 seconds, I know exactly who he is, what he is, and how you feel about him that way. Because a lot of times when you have a lot of reports, you don't have a lot of time to really go in depth. We want to make sure that you leave him with, in TV we call it a soundbite, something that when the general manager is away and he's thinking about that player, he can remember him based on a code word or two that you put in the report.
There you go. There you have it. Well, Jalen, hey, it's good to catch up with you, man, and good luck on Eric Weddle, and we'll be talking to you down the line. Okay, Bucky, let's move on here in our final five of the Move the Sticks scouting competition. We're going to go to somebody who did a player that I really liked. I thought this was kind of a little outside the box. Don't go with this big-name player. Get you a little Ali Marpet in. And that's what Chris Congemo did here in his report and did a great job with it. He joins us now. Chris, how are you doing today, man?
I'm great. How about you?
We're doing just fine. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your age, your background, kind of what are you up to in life?
Oh, right now, I'm 21 years old, and right now I'm just kind of working at our local farmer's market. And I saw this competition online that you posted on your Twitter. I thought, hey, that's something I'm really down to do. And so I just kind of went with it and sent in my report.
Cool. So give me a little bit about your football background. Did you play in high school? Have you been just a devoted fan? Where is the love affair with football? Where does that come in?
Yeah, I started in fifth grade, and from there I just kind of pretty much fell in love with football, and I've been playing. I stopped in freshman year in high school is when I stopped, which I kind of wish I didn't, but I realized that my size wasn't going to take me anywhere, so I kind of turned towards more of the evaluation point and the scouting and wanting to get into that, and that's kind of where I'm at now.
Well, you did a great job on your report here, Chris. Tell us why you decided to do Ali Marpet here, not the obvious choice.
Right. I felt he would have been more of a unique report and kind of something that you guys wouldn't have seen a lot of, because I felt a lot of people might have sent in like a lot of Derek Carrs, Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott. So I kind of wanted to stand out and do someone who wasn't like on the main radar for most people.
Yeah, it's definitely uncommon for a guy to pick an offensive lineman, but you really did a good job of talking about an offensive lineman. So when you're looking at a player, what are some of the traits or things that you're looking for when you're scouting?
Well, I think athletic ability is a big one in the NFL. Some mental processing and awareness, I think that's another one that's kind of big, especially for a lineman. You have to be able to read and recognize different stunts and twists that are coming at you.
Well, you did a really good job. One part of your report here, I want to pull this up here, that I highlighted when I was going through it. And, Bucky, I know this caught your attention when we talked about it as well here. Just talked about the guy, Marpet, having a good anchor, digs his heels into the ground, stays balanced with a good base and technique, not allowing himself to get pushed into the quarterback. So we always talk about making a good visual. You want to be able to close your eyes and see the player. I thought you did a very nice job of describing what you saw there. Nice work, Chris.
No, it was actually excellent. It's one of those things that when you're in meetings and you're presenting your case to the general manager or the head coach, being able to vividly describe what this player is at this point and what he could be is very, very important. But what's important to me for you is, why do you want to be a scout? Why is it important for you to be able to work with the team and evaluate and help them build a championship contender?
Yeah, that's it. I want to be able to be part of a team, and I like, you know, I kind of miss that part of the football, not being a part of the team and winning championships. And that's something that I really look forward to doing.
Well, as we get to the final five here, Chris, you got to try and separate yourself from the pack now. We've got five guys in. Only the top two are going to be the winners here. So what do you think that may differentiate yourself from the rest of the candidates here?
Right. I think my passion for football is something that will really separate me and really can come out in my reports when I write them, and just the love I have for the game and how much I want to be a scout. And this is something I really look forward to doing for the rest of my life, and I think that's going to show up when I write my reports.
That's a good answer. This is the last question I've got for you, maybe the most important question of all, and that's in a couple years, North Carolina and Appalachian State play a three-game series here. Okay, Chris, I need to know who's going to win the two out of the three. Who's going to win that series, App State or North Carolina?
You shouldn't have to think this
long.
North Carolina on that.
Oh,
one.
Chris,
well,
come
he knows,
on.
He knows. He knows.
Come on, man. All right. Hey, in spite of that answer at the end, you did a great job. It's great talking to you. We got to give you the update now on what's next. So you're in the final five. Going forward now, you got to pick your player in Ali Marpet. Now we're going to assign all five of you guys the same player. So the player is going to be Eric Weddle. Okay, I don't know if you have NFL Game Pass yet, but we're going to give you offline a subscription through July 31st. So go to NFL.com, get on Game Pass. You can watch the All 22. We need you to watch three games on Eric Weddle, write up a report, and the due date here is March 2nd. So get that Eric Weddle report in on March 2nd, and we'll see if you can't climb all the way in and get in the final two and get a year-long subscription here. Okay, Bucky, let's keep this train rolling here. We've got our five finalists here. Next in line, a guy who did a really nice job here in his report on T.Y. Hilton, wide receiver for the Colts, and that is Chris Blystone. Chris joins us now. Chris, how are you doing today?
Hey, great, guys.
Thanks for
having me on.
Thanks for doing a great job here on your submission. We were saying earlier we had almost 300 submissions. You made it into the top five, so congratulations on that. But why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us your age and your background, kind of what you're up to.
Yeah, well, I'm 32, and I work for a small business and do some sales and marketing with them. Got a wife and two kids and one on the way, so a little busy, but I think that's pretty much everybody, right?
Where's home? Where are you living?
So I live in Rockville, Indiana, and that is like straight over from Indianapolis on the state line with Illinois, so kind of the middle of nowhere.
Oh, okay. Well, how about a little bit about your football background? Did you play in high school, beyond anything? Like, where does the love affair kind of stem from?
Honestly, I'm not really sure. I played a year in high school, and it was a pretty poor showing. I'm 5'8", and I was about 150 in high school, and I did not have the necessary physical skills to overcome my size. So it wasn't a lot of football background there, but I really enjoy watching the game, and watched it with Dad. For some reason, he's a Raiders fan. he's born and raised in Indiana, so I don't know where that comes from, but so. Yeah, I'm a Colts fan myself, and have been just an enjoyer of football for many years. And then over the last probably, five or six, really kind of deep dived in, listening to you guys, listening to the Around the NFL guys.
We're not going to hold that against you.
We'll edit
the toaster podcast out, and we'll just leave that out. That didn't happen, Chris. We're just going to pretend like you didn't say that.
A guy's got to make some toast, right? You got to know how to toast.
So. There you go. They'll teach you that now. They do a nice job with that. Why did you choose? I know you're obviously there in Indiana, but why T.Y. Hilton?
Well, he's a guy that I have watched all of his NFL games. And he's kind of an unusual player because he is definitely the Colts' number one, but he doesn't really line up to the standards that you look at with, when you guys talk about number one receivers. He doesn't have all of those traits, and I really like him. He's fun to watch, and I think he does, require game planning against him, but he just doesn't, necessarily check all the boxes. He's not going to dominate in those situations where you really want somebody like an Odell Beckham to, to go in and dominate the game or really change, against the elite secondaries. He's not necessarily the game changer that you would hope for in the number one. So I thought that was an interesting, type of guy to look at because he is in a category where he's a little bit unique. So.
Yeah, I think he definitely is a unique player. And I think when we look at your report, there were some things that you pointed out in terms of his traits that do kind of make him a little different than some others. And so when we looked at the graphic, the thing that stood out to me in reading your reports, this was in your weaknesses section, you got to talk about it. In the red zone, not a major red zone threat. His reliance on winning the route and using his speed to create space means he often struggles to make plays where there's less room to work with. And I think that's really important to kind of point that out, because as a speed receiver, when the field condenses, it is different when you're not able to kind of blow past people. You have to use more of your route running or sometimes being physical, and you're able to point that out. And I think as a general manager, as a head coach, those are some of the things that you're looking for from your scouts when it comes to being able to really pigeonhole what a guy can do for your program.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, Chris, what would you do? You're run. Let's give you a promotion here. Let's say you're a general manager. You're running a football team here. You believe in philosophically here. How would you like to build your team? You know, we've been on teams that kind of build it up the middle. You look at what are the premier positions you're looking for. Where would you start if you were starting a franchise and got a chance to build your own football team? It's a big picture question for you.
Well, I mean, it all as we kind of know, it all starts with the quarterback. But I think sometimes guys get hung up on the skilled players to surround a quarterback with. And you know, this is speaking as you're going to hear a Colts fan speak right here, but you know, it's great to surround your quarterback with good guys. When you have a game-changing quarterback, though, you got to start in the trenches, man. You got to get them an offensive line. You got to get a defensive line on the other side to get after the quarterback. You know, I think if you can get those things right, if you can get after the quarterback, and if you can protect yours, you can get by. I mean, I think New England has shown you can get by with players who are role players and do really well if you can do those things really well.
Man, I like that philosophy. Build it strong right up front. Make sure you're able to get after the quarterback. You can protect your own quarterback. Make sure you have a quarterback that can be a difference maker. I think that's very, very important. I like your philosophy. And speaking of philosophy, why do you want to scout? What intrigues you about being an evaluator at the next level?
Well, you know, honestly, it's kind of one of those things where I like to research things. I drive my wife crazy with it, because we'll go on vacation and, you know, she's got an idea she wants, and here I am 10 pages in of like, well, here's all the things we can do, and drives her nuts. But I'm that way with a lot of things, and I think there's something to be said for being able to go in and prepare as a guy who doesn't have the football background, to go in and look at stuff and trust kind of what your eyes are showing you, and be able to pick somebody out. I think it'd be really cool to be able to have a feather in your cap and say, "Hey, I picked this guy out of the sixth round, and he is, you know, he's big time now." And I think that's a neat skill set. Obviously, that's not something you're gonna get every time. There's gonna be some of those guys that are obvious, but I think there's something to be said and something cool to be able to say, "Yeah, I found this person." You know, I mean, the guy who's talking about finding Tom Brady is feeling pretty good about himself, right? So. You know, those types of things, that's a neat opportunity to do that, to be able to improve a team from a perspective that, you know, you can't do everything, but being able to contribute that way is kind of a cool thing. So,
wow, very, very cool. That's a good answer there, Chris. All right, here's the deal. You've made it to the top five, which is no small feat here. Again, almost 300 submissions. You're into the top five. You got to pick your own player. You did T.Y. Hilton. Now we're going to assign all five of you guys the same player, okay? So we're going to give you access to NFL Game Pass on NFL.com through July 31st. They'll get with you off the air and give you your code there to get that punched in. But you have till March 2nd to watch three games on Game Pass on Eric Weddle, okay? Safety for the Baltimore Ravens. You're going to watch Eric Weddle and get that report into us by March 2nd and see if we can't get you into the final two here. But Chris, I got to leave you with one question here, and that is your favorite of the Around the NFL podcast guys, okay? Your favorite of the group would be who?
Oh, it's definitely Wes. Not even a competition. I love those guys, but it's Wes, and it's not close.
Okay, so the correct answer is none of the above. But Wes, we're gonna allow that. I, you know, Sessler to me, it's a close competition. Clearly not Rosenthal. I mean, that's a no brainer. And I won't even mention the other guy. But anyways,
is there even another guy on there?
Yeah, it's a good question. Hey,
I just got blocked on Twitter, but
yeah, well, that might happen. That's gonna be to your benefit. All right, Chris, thank you so much, man. Wish you the best of luck, and we'll look forward to getting your report.
Yeah, hey, thanks, guys.
All right, we're down to our final finalist here, Bucky. We whittled this list down in reports from, you know, close to 300 all the way down to the final five. We got our top five here, And the last interview we have to conduct here is with Ethan Young. And Ethan did a nice job on his TJ Lang scouting report. Ethan, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on making it this far. And why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your age, your background, and kind of what you're up to in life.
Thanks, DJ. Yeah, glad to be here. My name is Ethan Young, from Woodinville, Washington, up here in the Pacific Northwest. 20 years old, and football is my life. I'm watching tape all day, doing all sorts of strategic research and things of the like in terms of player personnel strategy projects and things like that. And I love the game of football and hoping to get into it full time here.
Cool. Well, give me a little more about your football background. Did you play in high school? Where did the love affair start?
Yeah. So in high school, 5'11 guys with stiff hips don't make it so far, but yeah, that's where it started for me. And quickly transitioned over to sort of film breakdown and analysis and scouting, and just really fell in love with finding guys and watching them grow and develop and diagnosing their traits and everything from there. I was a trench guy when I played. So that's where I TJ Lang for me is a guy that I really just wanted to highlight because of his level of play as a trench guy.
Well, you jumped right into it there. I was going to ask you why you chose to do your report on TJ Lang, but when we went through the report, Bucky, when you look at what he said and what we enjoyed, what part stood out to you?
Well, I think Ethan did a great job of describing TJ Lang, because TJ Lang is really one of the best players that we have in our game. And in the report, when we look at the graphic, the thing that stood out to me when you talked about his ability in the run game, physical tone setter showing strength at the point of attack by sealing off the play side A and B gaps, displaying just enough quickness to land reach blocks and find his assignments on the second level. When you're in meetings and you're sitting with the head coach and the general manager, those are the kind of descriptions that they want to hear, because they want to be able to visualize the player that you're reading. So I thought you did an outstanding job of giving me the picture that I can have in my head when I'm thinking about TJ Lang.
Thank you.
Now, we talk about what we look for in players all the time, and I've mentioned the STI, speed, toughness, instincts are the three areas I like to really focus in and hone in on. We're gonna name you the general manager of a team here, so you get to go out there and build a football team the way you want. What are you looking for in a football player, Ethan?
I'm looking for guys that have rare traits, size, length, athleticism. I'm looking for guys that work ethic, hard workers, guys that just live and die the game of football. Sleep at the facility type guys. Those are the two things, I want rare traits, and I want guys that are going to put in the work and just live and die football.
I mean, we want those competitive guys, and what you're talking about are guys that are kind of world-class athletes who also have that passion and desire to play the game for the right reason. When you think about building a team, if you had to come up with a overall philosophy for building the team, how do you view the team building process? Like, what would you want? How would you want your team to look?
Physical, I think physical would be the big thing. I want to be physical, secondary fronts, O-line, D-line, I want big, strong receivers. I want to, push around the other teams. And I think that's a big thing in terms of detailed schemes. I think I would want to, a concept-based offense, a lot of progressions, quick passing game, that sort of stuff. And, death by a thousand cuts type of offense. Physical on both levels.
I like that. I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a question I haven't given any of the other four guys here. So this is unique to you, and it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. I'll make you think on your toes here.
Okay.
So you sound like somebody that's passionate about it. You watch a lot of football. You're all in. So I want you, based off what you've seen and watching a lot of NFL football, I need you to give me one player in the NFL that's overrated, and I need you to give me one player that's underrated.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh, I'll start with underrated. Tampa Bay offensive guard Ali Marpet.
There you go.
Out of Hobart.
What do you like about him? Why is he underrated?
Man, I haven't seen that level of play strength. He just flashes it at times, and he can just move people. You see him, two gapping guys, zero tech, one tech guys he faces off with, and he just drives them off the ball. And it's really impressive. And he's got the feet, too, to really develop into somebody that can pass protect as well. I really like him a lot. I think he's one of the most underrated players. Playing inside doesn't really get the national headlines.
By the way, I'm friends with Jason Light, who made that selection. So I'm going to let him know that Ethan Young thinks he's got the most underrated player in the NFL, and Jason's going to be pretty excited about that. All right, now you got to do the ugly part. Who's overrated?
Ooh.
You got to do
tough.
It, Ethan.
Come on.
Got to do it.
That's what we do. Somebody's right. Overrated. Somebody.
Here's my guy. And I'm going to get some flack fist, but Kirk Cousins.
Ooh. Okay.
And I really like Kirk Cousins, and those type of passers are who I'd kind of target, the Nate Peterman types. I really like him this year at a Pitt. But those guys are going to be overvalued in terms of their contract, in my opinion, because their value is so dependent on the offense they're running. When you're, you know, a lot of their value is put in by the scheme. So on the open market, you know, those guys are going to be, if they're not in the right scheme, available for a cheaper price. So if you're paying someone like Kirk Cousins $25 million because a lot of that's based on the scheme and they're putting that value in him, I think that's where those guys can get overvalued quite easily. And then someone comes in with a new scheme and all of a sudden you're paying this guy $25 million when he sort of lacks the elite traits. And you can win with him. There's no question he's a good player, but he's so scheme dependent that I think that those guys can be overvalued easily.
Ethan dropping bombs here, Buck.
Dropping bombs. I like that, Ethan.
All right, Ethan, look, you made it to the final five, dude. A great accomplishment, and congratulations on that. But now it gets a little more difficult because we got to get from five to two. So you got a chance to pick your guy. You did TJ Lang, wrote a great report. Now we're going to have all five of you guys write the same player. So we're going to get you offline. Once we finish here, our producer is going to give you a code so you can have access to Game Pass if you don't already through July 31st. And you have till March 2nd. To get three game tapes studied and to get a report in on Baltimore Ravens safety Eric Weddle. Are you up to the task, my friend?
Absolutely.
All right, well, there you go. Ethan, wish you the best of luck, man. Get your Eric Weddle report in March 2nd. We'll have you back on, and we'll end up whittling this thing down and getting a couple winners. But heck of an accomplishment making it this far, and we wish you the best of luck, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Well, Bucky, this has been a fun exercise, man. I mean, just you have no idea. We just see – paper, right? We see these reports come in on paper. We picked out the five that we like the best. And hearing the backstories of these guys, such different backgrounds, right? These guys, it's amazing hearing all these stories.
It's amazing the different backstories, but the common denominator, there was a passion and a love for football at every level, whether they played it all the way through high school or in college. You saw and you could sense the passion that they have for this game. And I think that's very, very exciting when you're thinking about bringing someone onto your staff to be an evaluator.
And to me, it brings up a great point in the evaluation process. You have to be able to, you know, see things, right? But then you have to be able to convey what you see. So you might see everything and you might see it more clearly than somebody else, but you have to be able to concisely convey that what you've seen. And that's what these five guys did a really good job of.
And then you also have to have the presentation part of it. Like, we can talk about conveying it, whatever, the presentation, like really selling it, because if I feel like you as a scout are really excited about this player, then I'm going to take it very, very seriously that you show some conviction. You're going to stand on your point. You're going to stand on the pin and convince me that this guy can be an added or valuable piece to the team. You have to have that. The selling part is everything when it comes to the evaluation business.
So I've got an idea here. I'm just going to throw this out to you as we kind of get to the end of this this process here. We've got round one, right? So this is round one in the books. Now we're going to get to these final five, or the final five guys going to do their Eric Weddle reports. And then what do you think, producer Arjuna, about having these guys? I think another aspect of scouting that's kind of cool is when you get into the room and you state your case to a general manager, right? So we have Eric Weddle as the player they're going to evaluate. I think we should have these guys come on. They don't need us, but just come on and do like a little 30-second presentation to the room of what you're getting in an Eric Weddle.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's important because that's what we would be asked to do. You would stand in front of the general manager, and very quickly he will ask you, do you like this player? How will he help us? Where do you value him at? And I think they should do that. They should go through the process and kind of feel the same pressure that scouts feel when they have to present in front of the big wigs.
Yeah, we're still going to pick the winner based off of what is actually written in the final report on Eric Weddle, but I think that's a fun exercise to go through with these guys. Arjuna, can we do that? Can we get that done?
We're going to talk to the powers that be, but we're gonna try and get it done.
Nice. All right, there you have it. Well, this the Move the Sticks scouting competition marches on. Thank you guys for listening to us here. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's been a fun project, and I look forward to seeing who emerges from this final five. We got a lot more iTunes reviews and ratings based off of our plea from the last episode.
So great.
Thank you guys for doing that. We keep those coming, and who knows? Move the Sticks podcast might be here for a long, long time.
Come on, we want to be top 10. We want to be a top 10 podcast.
By the way, my guy that was around the NFL, he talked about listening around the NFL. That was classic.
Yeah.
Don't make that mistake, folks. You don't want to go there. You want to stay here. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for downloading Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. For more, go to nfl.com/podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.